Well, I'm kindred spirit with Brother Hain on the OCD thing. The money going the right way, that's a pet peeve. I usually don't ever have to worry about that, so because you got to have some for it to go the right way. And then kindred spirit with the pastor on Starbucks. And we got a couple of guys in our church that crucify me because of Starbucks and their politics. I said, I don't go there because of their politics. I said, but when you stop shopping at Walmart and drinking Coke, I might stop going to Starbucks, amen. Yeah, amen. Walmart's liberal. They have the same politics, amen. All them companies have to, otherwise they wouldn't exist.
Right.
So, you know, about the only way we can have purity and all that stuff is if we all just become Amish and, you know, grow our own food, start from scratch, and all that kind of stuff. So if you don't like Starbucks, can I just say this? I love Starbucks. Amen. I've been a Gold Star member for 12 years. Amen. I think I got about 1,000 stars banked right now. And if you don't like that, I don't care. Amen. Okay. I just feeling nice on a Sunday morning. I just feel the love of Christ. Amen. Go to Genesis chapter 5. I want to say something in 100% total seriousness. I told Brother Dale, I said, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. I mean, I got to get home tomorrow. I'm only going to be home a few days and then catch a plane on Saturday to go to Alabama. But there's a reason why I don't want to leave. In case y'all don't know, I'm going to tell you something. God is in this place. And I don't say that everywhere I go. There's places I go, I can't wait to leave. But I like being where God is at. And an old preacher down in Texas years ago, Brother Jack Wood, he used to teach the men of his church, just find out what God is doing and get in on it. Amen. Just find out what God is doing and get in on it. And go along for the ride. And it'll be a bumpy ride sometimes, and sometimes it'll be a smooth ride. Sometimes it'll get so bumpy you want them to stop so you can get off. But I'd rather be in a bumpy ride where God's at than have, you know, peace, love, and happiness where God is nowhere around.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 5. Look at verse number 21. Very familiar section of scripture, I'm sure, to probably everybody, if not most. Bible says in Genesis chapter 5, verse number 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now we know that Enoch walked with God. Did you catch there that the days of Enoch were 365? How many days in a year? Except for this year. Leap year. Enoch walked with God and he was not. We ought to be walking with God 365 days a year.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And this message here this morning is probably one of the most practical messages that I have. It's bottom shelf, probably below bottom shelf. I enjoyed some good fellowship last night with the preacher and such over at Brother Maury's, and we were talking about the Bible, and he was talking about we got into talking about the King James Bible, and your pastor has forgotten more stuff than I've ever known. Okay? I looked at Brother Maury afterwards. I said, "You better be paying attention because I'm going to give you a test afterwards." Amen. But this is just a practical message. And full disclosure, I'll confess something to you. Preachers aren't supposed to tell you this. I stole this from somebody else. All right? We steal messages, and if you ever find a preacher that says he's never used somebody else's, he's probably lying.
Amen.
Amen. We try to take the bones and maybe, Lord, let us put our own meat on there. But it says here that Enoch walked with God and he was not. And I heard a preacher preach along these lines on some things that Enoch was not. Because he walked with God.
Amen.
Some things that Enoch would not. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I made reference to it the other night. Everything in your life that happens, your reaction to things, the way you look at things, the way things hit you and your response to those things, everything in your life is in direct correlation to your walk with God and your relation with God.
Amen.
And preacher was talking about last night about a preacher that came and preached a meeting. He just preached a couple of days on Christians reading their Bible. I would probably think that in this church, it's probably a little bit higher than the average church. But in the average church, the average Christian or person that claims to be Christian does not have a consistent daily walk with God.
That's right.
Where you read your Bible on a regular basis, you pray on a regular basis, and listen, there is not two more basic things for a child of God to do than read your Bible and pray.
Amen.
And so because Enoch walked with God, let me say this. Because the average Christian is not walking with God, their entire life is nothing but a sham.
Amen.
It's phony.
Yeah.
It's put on. You come in, we get religious. We come into church carrying our King James Bible, and we should, and we sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," and you've proved otherwise because you ain't talked to him in a month.
Uh-oh.
You ain't read his word in a month. And we know how to put on airs about us so that other people don't get onto us. They don't call and catch our bluff. Now, let me let you in on a little secret. You may be fooling a lot of people, but you're not fooling God.
Oh, amen, brother.
And number two, in a lot of instances, you're not fooling your pastor either.
Right, right.
Amen. Believe that.
You say, is he that smart to pick up on it? Oh, I'm sure he deals with people, so he sees things. But let me in on a little secret. Pastors aren't supposed to tell their people this. God tells him things.
Amen.
I have called, being a pastor, I have called out my people. I've been in touch with people, and I say, "How come you did this?" And they say, "How did you know I did that?" God told me. I'm not trying to be mystical. It's just called the wisdom and discernment that God gives his shepherds that look over his people. And I'll tell you another thing. God answers his prayers.
Yes, sir.
We have a church prayer list that we put out where, you know, the ones that people raise their hand, give a prayer request. And so we put that out every Thursday night. We have a prayer request. Probably about, Brother Ashford, probably about a year ago, God spoke to my heart to have my own pastoral prayer list.
Uh-huh.
That's not published.
Yeah, amen. Well, that's good.
And about 3 months ago, I was preaching, and the Lord said, tell everybody that you're praying for them, but in ways that's not on the church prayer list.
Good, brother.
And God used that because I had people come up to me after that service, and they say, could you put this on your prayer list under my name? And I said, yeah, I'd be happy to pray for that. But the biggest thing that I want from our people is for them to have a walk with God.
Right.
Amen.
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 Do you realize that if everybody in the church had a consistent relationship with God, that would solve 99% of the problems in the church?
Oh, wouldn't it do it? Yes, sir. Wouldn't it do it?
Say, Brother Craig, do you have a counseling ministry in your church? Absolutely. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Thursday night is my counseling sessions.
That's true.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I know that there are times, and your pastor and he's put lots of hours into people and talking with them, and there is a need for that a lot of times. But I also know, amen, that there's people who have to have contact with the pastor because they don't have any contact with God. And so that's how they survive, by replacing God with a relationship with the preacher, and they think they're doing okay.
We had a
couple up in Buffalo every Friday at 11 o'clock for years. They had to have pastor time. I love Pastor Lou, but I told him, I said, you are wasting your time. Because I'm telling you, 40 to 45 Fridays a year, and they went from being this spiritual to being this spiritual. It didn't help them. But in their mind, they were spiritual because, well, I get counsel with the pastor every week.
Oh, come on.
I want to not be crude.
Go ahead.
But there's just times you got to put the bottle away.
Yeah.
If you've been saved 10 years and you're still on milk, there's a problem.
Come on.
There's a problem. And so Enoch was not some things because he walked with God. You know what he was not? He was not lost. And I don't mean saved and lost. I'm saying he was not lost. What I'm saying is, because he was walking with God in life, he was always walking in the right direction.
Amen.
Amen.
Because God was not leading him in the wrong direction. We got people in this life in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. They still ain't got a clue what their purpose in life is. You want to know why God's got you here and what you're doing? Amen. Just walk with God. You'll be always going in the right direction.
Amen.
You will never, ever be walking with God and hear him say, recalculating, recalculating.
Amen.
He's always going in the right direction. You know what Enoch was not? He was not wicked.
Come on.
You can't walk with God and live a wicked life.
That's right.
You're going to live a wicked life. God will let you do it, but you're doing it on your own,
right,
and you're doing it without him.
Right. Exactly right.
He wasn't worldly. I'm just telling you right now, in Laodicea, the world has influenced the church more than the church has influenced the world.
Amen.
The church has adopted the world's methods. We have worship teams. And I'm not even talking, Brother Asker, about the charismatics. I'm talking about independent,
that's right,
Baptist churches.
That's right.
And we've We've painted the front of the church black, and we've put up the fog lights and the disco ball and the fog machines and all of that kind of stuff. But Enoch was not worldly. I'll tell you another thing Enoch was not. He was not an enemy of God.
Amen.
Only God's friends get to walk with him.
Amen.
Only God's children get to walk with him. Now here's a problem. Here is a problem with religious people. God is not a person. He's a doctrine.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on. Let me ask you a question about your relationship to God. Is God a person that you fellowship with, or is he a subject that you learn about or hear about?
Oh, that's good.
And in most of... Listen, again, I'm not preaching about the other churches. I'm talking about our kind of churches. God has become just a topic. It's just one of many topics. He's not somebody that you wake up in the morning and before you get out of bed, you say, "Good morning, Lord."
That's good.
He's the first person you talk to in the morning. He's the last person you talk to at night. And you talk to him throughout the day.
Amen.
I had a pastor that I was telling, this is when my wife was traveling with me, and we were going to. It was about time to get we had a big old 40-foot bus, and it was time to get that ready and hit the road for the spring and summer and fall, and I just felt impressed, and I really felt it was the Lord, but I was afraid to say anything to my wife because, well, it didn't include her traveling with me. And I said, I don't know how to tell you this. I said, but I feel like the Lord is telling me to just fly this year. And she said, oh, she said, I'm so happy. I said, why? She said, I felt like the Lord told me that a couple of weeks ago. She said, I was just waiting for you to figure it out.
Amen.
I said, well, you know me, I'm dumb and slow, and so it takes me a little while. Amen. Anyways, I was talking with the pastor. I said, we have had a change of plans, and I said, this is what we're going to do. And he said, well, how do you know that's what you're supposed to do? I said, I've been praying about it for two, three weeks, and I said, God spoke to my heart. He said, stop right there. I said, what? He says, I've heard preachers talk like that and say God told them and God spoke to them. He goes, I don't understand that. I said, what do you mean you don't understand? He says, God ain't never spoke to my heart. I said, well, there's not a verse in the Bible that says thou shalt fly and not take the bus. I said, so if God wants me to do that, he's got to tell me that. I said, I don't understand why people that claim to be preachers don't want that kind of relationship.
Come on.
Now, I'm not saying I hear voices all day long. What I am saying is that God does speak to his children's heart.
Amen.
When he wants to tell them something, he will speak to their heart about it. I remember one time I started to pray, and this was one of the, you talk about spooky, I mean it was really spooky, and not in a bad way, but I started to pray and I said, I love you, Lord, and I'm telling you, it was everything except an audible voice. I heard, I love you too, and I turned around because I thought somebody came in the room, and I know that wasn't possible because the door was locked. He said, well, how do you know it was the Lord? Well, I know it wasn't the devil telling me that he loved me.
Come on, brother.
He's a person that we're supposed to have a relationship with. Well, I don't understand why you say God speaks to your heart. Well, there's no close... That relationship that a Christian, that a believer has with God is closer than a husband and wife relationship. And how would I like it? How would my wife like it if I never talked to her? How would I like it if she never talked to me? How would it go over if I say, well, I'll just leave you a note? Listen, God is, but we're supposed to have a personal relationship with him. You know what Enoch was not? He was not alone.
Amen.
He was not alone. When you are walking with God, you are never alone. You are never alone. Adam walked with God before the fall in the garden. Amen. You say, well, I feel like I'm alone. Well, walk with God. You won't be alone. Go over to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Brother Hayne, this blue light's distracting me. I'm just kidding. It's not. Hebrews chapter 11. You know what else Enoch was not? He was not a disappointment to God.
Amen.
Look in chapter 11, verse 5 of Hebrews. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
You know it's hard to let God down when you're spending every moment of every day with him.
Amen.
It's hard to let God down when you realize that you're in the presence of God. I didn't say you're not going to sin, okay? I'm not a sinless perfection guy. I heard a preacher one time, if I mention his name, I know you'd know who he was, say, I can go 3 or 4 days without sin.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Tell me how to do that. This did not get regenerated when I got saved. My flesh did not get saved. Now, thank God for spiritual circumcision and amen, the flesh, the spirit and the soul, amen. But can you imagine what Enoch gleaned from that daily walk and how it helped him to live? You'll know how to live when you walk with him. And because of that, he was not found. He was gone. Can you imagine? I don't know how your brain works, but you ever just read the Bible and just try to picture what you're reading?
Yeah.
And so picture this. Enoch got up, went out for his walk with God, and then, now think about this. Enoch had children. He had a wife. So one night, about 5 or 6, Mrs. Enoch has got the table set for dinner. And the kids are around. And it's time to eat. And Mrs. Enoch goes, "Where's your dad?" "I don't know. I ain't seen him. You seen him?" "No, I ain't seen him. He was just gone. God took him." God did not ask Mrs. Enoch if that was okay with him, with her, if he just took him. That walk with God was so much of an enjoyment to God that he said, "You know what? Let's just finish this up here."
Amen. Thank glory.
Oh my goodness. That's good.
Can you imagine if we had a walk with God like that?
Oh, yeah.
You know what else Enoch was not? He was not lazy. You say, "What are you talking about?" It takes work to walk with God.
Amen.
You're going to have to fight your flesh. You are going to want to sleep in. You are going to want to blow up the alarm clock. It takes character to open this book and read it when you don't want to. I'm going to tell you right now. You can go ahead and crucify me, and rightfully so. My flesh, I'm talking to my flesh, would rather dig a ditch than go over a prayer list and pray.
Mom.
But it takes character. You say, what do you do when you don't feel like praying? Keep praying.
That's right.
Amen.
Keep praying. I'll tell you one thing that has helped me for a while, and I don't do it as much now as I did, but there, for a while, I made a vow to God for a while that I was not going to pick up a device until I spent time with Him. I mean, the phone, the tablet, whatever. Laptop, not no electronics until me and the Lord had our time together. And now what has happened is this. All it takes is that first pickup. And it's over. You say, well, I just check and see if I missed anything. So what if you did? I'm old enough. Now we got people here, younger people, that they do not remember a day without electronics. But I remember a day when there was no cell phones, there was no text messaging, email wasn't all that prevalent. And even if it was, you just checked it when you got to the office or whatever. But nowadays, I mean, we call somebody, they didn't answer, so as soon as we leave them a voicemail, we text them. Like, right, because we have, right now. What is there that used to be able to wait even a day or two before you got a call back that now, if they don't answer or reply, we think they died.
Wrong.
You know what Enoch was not? He was not worried about what people thought about him. He was going to walk with God. It didn't matter what anybody else thought.
Amen.
I'm not talking, like Brother Haynes said, I'm not talking about being super spiritual about it, but Enoch was just, let everybody else do what they're going to do, but I've got to walk with God.
Amen.
I know one thing, Enoch was not worse off for doing it. It sure didn't hurt him to walk with God. I'm sure that if you were to ask Enoch, he's probably pretty glad that he walked with God. He was not willing to go through life not walking with God. I believe this. I believe people today must be okay with not walking with God. You say, how can you say that? Because that's how they live their life.
Come on.
That's how they live their life.
Come on.
Wait, let's go back to the phone. Unless you have disabled it, if you have an iPhone, I'm only speaking for those that are right with God, that have iPhones, okay? Android people can be saved, but you ain't sanctified. Okay? Sorry. And so unless you've disabled it, probably around 9 o'clock or so this morning, you got a little notification on your screen time. And how much time you were on your, on your device. What if God sent you a text message every Sunday telling you how much your Bible time was and your prayer time was?
Uh-oh.
I wonder how the numbers would measure. And a lot of times people that will read their Bible today, and it's not going to hurt you. I mean, you can't. No matter what your intention is, when you're reading that Bible, it's not going to hurt you. But a lot of times, people read that Bible today not because they want God to speak to their heart, but because they feel an obligation.
Yeah.
Sadly, at the end of the year, the only thing a lot of Christians have gotten out of their Bible reading is a piece of paper with 365 check marks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
They don't remember what they read?
Uh-huh.
You say, do you remember everything you read? No, that's why I got to go back. I'm going to tell you, there's times, Brother Maury, God will not let me go on that. I'll read and my mind is wandering and I ain't taking my eyes off. And God will say, go back.
That's right. Yes,
go back.
Yes,
you did not catch one thing. Go back.
That's right.
How many of you have done this? You open your Bible. I'm going to read 3 chapters a day. Okay, I'm going to read 3 chapters a day. Okay. Oh man, today is Psalm 119. A 176 verses. Now, if you read like I do, that's about 20 minutes. Okay? 170. And I got to read 3 chapters. And just one is the longest chapter in the Bible. Okay, it kills us to read 176 verses in 20 minutes, but it doesn't kill us to be 3 hours with our eyes bugging out of our head. That's not a problem. I mean, we could do that easily. But 176 verses? Have you figured out that your flesh isn't saved either? You know what else Enoch was not? He was not ignorant of God. You can't spend as much time walking with God as he did and not get to know God. How many of you, by a raised hand, would be honest and say, Brother Craig, I wish I knew God better? Okay, so let me ask you a question. What are you doing about it?
Come on.
Okay, what are you doing about it? Because if you're not doing anything about it, it's not a desire, it's just a wish, it's a dream. It's a fantasy. If it's a real desire, you will do something about it. You want to know why I like coming to Black Creek Baptist Church? A lot of people in this church like preaching. And I'm not saying they like my preaching. I'm just saying in general they like preaching. Amen. Not everywhere you go do a lot of people like preaching. A lot of people... They endure the preaching so they can sing in fellowship. Amen. I like hearing people talking about, amen, listening to preaching when they're not at church.
Amen.
Find you some good preachers that you can follow. Brother McVeigh's podcast or if a church has a, you know, like Facebook or YouTube or whatever, and just when I first got saved and all that, I couldn't get enough preaching.
Amen.
There was no such thing as too many meetings.
Amen.
Right.
And now we got pastor wants to have 2 meetings a year. What? That's nothing, man.
That's right.
That is nothing. He was not confused. God has a way of straightening your head out when you walk with him. You know, there's a lot of good characteristics a church can have. A church that is a loving church is a good thing. Missions-minded church is a good thing. Giving church is a good thing. But I'm going to tell you more than anything, your pastor wants a church that wants God.
Amen.
Your pastor wants a church that walks with God. I'm just going to tell you right now, if there's one area where the Baptists have... where the fundamentalists have messed up. And I thank God he delivered me. I am not a fundamentalist.
Amen.
I used to be a fundamentalist. The stuff I used to preach on, I can't find the verses anymore. I was adamant that those verses were in there and that they said this, and I don't know, they just disappeared. And there's some stuff I don't preach on anymore because I can't find it in the Bible anymore. But I'm going to tell you where we've messed up as Baptists. We have drilled in our people, serve, 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 do, do, do.
That's right.
And we have not taught our people to know the God they're serving.
Amen.
Amen.
That's amen. Come on.
I've been involved. Amen. I had the ministry reports I had to fill out on Sundays. Handing on Sundays, how many hours visiting, how many doors knocked, how many tracks. But not one place on that little report that I had to fill out asked how much Bible I read.
Come on.
How much time I spent in prayer.
Come on.
You want to know why the average pastor today is afraid of preaching the Bible hot, heavy, and hard? He doesn't want to lose a labor force.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want the offerings to go down.
Come on.
He doesn't want a ministry to be without a worker. Here's another thing that us Baptists have missed the mark on. I'm sick of ministries.
Uh-oh.
I don't mean I'm not have ministries. But a church don't need 30 ministries.
All right, come on.
We wonder why our homes in the church are falling apart. They ain't got no family time.
Come on.
They gotta be at church Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I've been there. Monday was Bible Institute. Tuesday was visitation. Wednesday was church. Thursday was staff meeting. Saturday was visitation. Saturday was prayer meeting. The only night that wasn't always scheduled was Friday. But if something had to come up, then it was Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We at our church, we've got... we started a CD ministry, and we go down on the street on Tuesday mornings and hold up scripture signs. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm just telling you, I don't find all these 350 ministries in the Bible.
Come on.
Well, how do you serve God? By living the Christian life.
Yeah.
By being a Christian.
Come on.
Amen. We wouldn't need organized visitation if people were soul conscious all the time.
Yes. That's very true.
Where they were handed a co-worker a track and witnessed to their relatives and all that kind of stuff. We wouldn't need all that stuff.
Amen.
Just walk with God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I like it.
I thank God for my experience. I thank God for what he's called me, what he put me through and all that. But I also thank God for growing me and finding out what serving God was from the Bible.
Amen.
Instead of the fundamentalists.
That's good, brother. Amen.
Because we've got our people so busy doing that they ain't got time to walk with God.
Come on.
Enoch walked with God and he was not. So get your walking shoes on, spiritually, and walk with God. And you will be surprised. The more you dig into that word, the more you read, the more you pray, the more you just pay attention to the preaching, you won't have to call the pastor 17 times a day.
Right.
And find out what you're supposed to do.
Right. Come on.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know his heart. He's there if you need him to be there. And he will do anything for it. I'm not talking about that. But there comes a time where we got to grow up and have our own walk with God.
That's right.
Amen.
Have your own walk with God.
Come on.
Father, I pray, Lord, that somehow, some way, you take what was said. May it be a help and a blessing to your people. And Lord, may Black Creek Baptist Church be filled with people who walk with God. And I believe there's a bunch here. And I mean, I don't know who is, who isn't. But I just know it's not the norm in the average church. And so may people understand the importance of it. In Jesus' name, amen.